This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, May 14th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last weekend was Mother's Day. Next weekend, we have the Victoria Day long weekend to look forward to. Tomorrow, May 15th, is International Family Day, a day instituted by the United Nations to commemorate the important affairs central to the welfare of families, such as health, education, gender equality, rights for children, social inclusion, and more. On this International Families Day, we can focus on family. We can do our part to eliminate poverty, to eliminate discrimination, abuse, and preventable deaths. We can address environmental destruction, and we can work to help make the world a better place for every family in it. We can celebrate the designated special days on our calendars, including birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, reunions, and more. Each day we live is one in which we can rejoice and find a reason to celebrate. Every day is a gift, and it's possible to make it the best day and celebrate it. We have eyes, ears, hearts, and minds. It's within our power to make the best use of these. We can use our eyes to see the beauty around us, embrace it, share it, and protect it. We can use our minds to think, to find solutions to problems and answers to our questions, and then we can act. In this way, we'll live well once we've opened our minds to the possibilities. We can open our hearts to love and be kind and caring to one another each day. Once we embrace our life by living one day well at a time, we can not only celebrate living each day, we can empower ourselves to do more. Our capacity to love and be kind and giving is limitless. All we need do is be aware of what needs to be done and what brings us joy, and then take action. Each day brings us opportunities to dream our dreams, to set our goals and build our future. The things we do for ourselves make our day better and help us live well. Once we stand on solid ground ourselves, we most certainly can reach out to others and help them live a better life as well. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here today to share their knowledge and experience. They gladly will guide us so that we can chart our path to a healthy, happy, fulfilling life. It's up to us to get what we need to satisfy ourselves on our life's journey. We each are unique and our dreams may differ. However, there's no cap on what we can learn or how much love and kindness we can contribute to our family, our friends, and the world we live in. So let us celebrate today together, Saturday, May 14th, and live our best day today and tomorrow. Let's be inspired to acknowledge our family, our biological one, our chosen one, and other families on earth. Once again, we'll have an opportunity to fill our day with kindness and love, and so it can be each and every day. Life is one big celebration. It unfolds a day at a time, and we each are invited to make the most of it and live our best day each day. Today, the From a Woman's Perspective team will share a little about several things. When you hear something and wish to pursue it further, know that our contact information is available to you. It's listed on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. You'll find it under On Radio Sponsor Expert List. And, as always, if you prefer, you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. So let's get started with an important message to consider, and then learn from Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group about retiring on our own terms. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. We're talking about how to enjoy each day, and I'm going to share a story today about, you know, a couple who have found a way to make sure they were able to enjoy each day with their children. So good morning, Marilyn. Look, you know, over the years now, you know, I made it pretty clear that the Farwell Group, we know that you want to feel secure about your finances. And with all that's going on in the world and our economy today, that's not at the moment very easy. I mean, we have COVID, which just doesn't seem to want to go away, a war in the Ukraine, shockingly high prices in the grocery store and at the gas pumps, higher inflation generally, now higher interest rates and mortgage costs, and to top it all off, recently, a falling stock market. Yeah, that's a lot all at once. So it's not a surprise that people are feeling anxious and less sure of their finances. And it's precisely why Jack called me last week about how much he could afford to spend. Now, the fact is, Jack already had the answer. Because as with all of our clients, we worked with Jack to create a simple-to-understand, long-term written plan for him and his wife. It's called their roadmap to financial freedom, and that plan is specifically called your total wealth plan. It's an important part of that personal roadmap process. The problem is, for Jack and many others, when things get overwhelming and your monthly returns don't look as good as they used to, it just makes you feel anxious. You begin to wonder if all those numbers in your long-term plan still add up. Has the rough stock market since the start of 2022 caused your long-term plans to change? And do those inevitable periods of bumpy stock markets mean you have to spend less than you had actually planned? And importantly for Jack, does it mean you can't spend any more than the budgeted amount? You see, Jack and his wife, Shelley, had planned a long trip to Australia to visit their daughter and grandson there. And because they were going for much longer than they usually spent on vacation, it was going to cost a lot more. All added up, it was going to cost them $25,000 more than, well, their usual expense for a trip, the usual amount that was in their long-term total wealth plan that I mentioned earlier. And Jack was worried that with everything going on with the market and investments, maybe they couldn't afford it. Maybe they should cancel. It's a perfectly natural and normal reaction to the uncertainty out there. But we believe that you deserve to feel calm and secure about your finances. We understand what you're going through. We don't just care about your money. We care about you. We care about Jack and Shelley going to visit their daughter and grandson. That's what's really important to them. Now, given the COVID restrictions have loosened up and Jack and Shelley have always been happy to come downtown to meet with me, we set up an in-person meeting at my office downtown. Hey, just meeting clients in person again was a happy moment, but the reassurance that I was able to give them was even better. As I discussed earlier, we have developed a process in conjunction with other experts which answers the questions, how much can you afford to spend to retire comfortably and stay retired comfortably for your whole life? When Jack and Shelley came in, we pulled out their total wealth plan and reviewed what they could afford. This number, your spending, is not subject to changing when the stock market goes up and down. in long-term planning, we know stock markets will go up and down. They always have and probably always will. We use conservative forecast returns that include the ups and downs over time. But good planning goes even further. Remember, Jack and Shelley were going to spend more than their normal spending. I showed Jack and Shelley where their plan also included a maximum spending amount for each year. That's the max they could spend every year until their age 95 life expectancy and be forecast to not run out of savings. Even with the extra $25,000 they were planning on spending for the trip to see their daughter and grandson, the amount was less than their maximum spend. In other words, they were well within the goalposts of normal spending and maximum spending as outlined in their personal written long-term plan. And I could physically see the relief, the joy in their faces, which is one of the nice things about being there in person, when they heard that, and actually it sunk in. So get your own total wealth plan. We will send you the workbook so you can stop worrying about money and spending and instead feel secure and confident in your decisions.
So, Darren, the roadmap is available to our listeners. All they have to do is call you. I have your number, 416-863-7501. You can calm your nerves and you'll know how much is comfortably spent each year, regardless of the ups and downs in the market. All you have to do is get a long-term written plan, your roadmap to your total wealth plan, and it can be guided by Darren Farwell and the Farwell Group. The number again, 416-863-7501 for your workbook and for information to calm your nerves. Thank you, Darren. I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. All the best. Enjoy the spring weather.
You too. Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. And then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we spoke about spring cleaning and why it's really great for your body. And this week I thought I'd focus on five steps to a seasonal detox, how to do that spring cleaning. So one of the first things I wanted to focus on, actually there's five. So I wanted to speak about exercise, our liver, talking about water, diet, and how to detoxify ourselves specifically from healthcare products. So the first one, exercise. Certainly regular exercise really reduces inflammation through the body. It actually boosts our endorphins, those feel-good neurotransmitters, and really gives us energy. Plus the sweat from a good workout actually helps to eliminate toxins. So several studies actually found that sweat can help us get rid of toxins. For example, heavy metals and even BPAs. Those are the toxins found in many plastics. Certainly during a spring detox, we want to really support our liver. And as I mentioned last week, the liver really acts as our body's filtration system. So when it's overtaxed, more unwanted toxins can really enter the body. And one of the most effective ways to support the liver is being mindful of things like alcohol consumption. And certainly being mindful of and avoiding, for example, sugary drinks and those kinds of things, because they can actually contribute to fatty liver disease. There are a number of herbal supplements, too many to list right now, but there are a number of herbal supplements that I often use with patients to support liver detoxification, especially during a liver cleanse. And certainly people can give me a call and ask me about those, or if they wanted to book, they can ask me about that as well. Certainly the third thing we want to focus on is water intake. So water flushes out our waste products through urine and sweat, and staying hydrated also helps the organs in our body work optimally. So we really want to focus on about 2 or 3 liters a day, and sometimes adding a little bit of lemon or cucumber can really make the water more delicious tasting. The fourth one is smart food choices. So we really want to focus on whole natural foods that really help with detoxification. And adding in things like antioxidants. Antioxidants actually help to combat free radicals, which are really unstable molecules that cause cellular damage. And that can happen from pollution and toxins from alcohol and tobacco. So foods that we really want to focus on that really are high in antioxidants include nuts, brightly colored produce, blueberries, strawberries, kale, many foods, including even dark chocolate. And certainly foods high in fiber really help with the elimination and therefore act as literally as cleansers. And the last point is really to focus on how to detoxify ourselves from some of our beauty and healthcare products. So some beauty and healthcare products contain ingredients like parabens and phthalates, and they have a negative effect on our skin, and they really help to, they can increase our levels of estrogen in the body, which can also have detrimental effects. So if people have some questions, they wanted to book an appointment, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
While spring cleaning your body is possible, knowing how to do it right needs a conversation with Dr. Betty. A complimentary consultation is yours. One call, 905-707-2001, will get you started. Just ask for Dr. Betty and either have the consultation or book a time in her office and be more knowledgeable about how to keep your body well naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. We'll speak next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
May is Better Hearing Month, and hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us now to explain how we can each look after our ears and hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Hearing your best is very much a personal statement. Just like saying there are no two people alike, we might listen similarly, but the way we hear is vastly different. When someone has a degree of hearing loss, we always like to ask the individual how they feel about it. How we feel is a very important metric when it comes to a hearing loss. It can express urgency, depression, loneliness, or simply an unawareness of the situation. We use this information to understand the individual before we talk about hearing aids. In our experience, we often deal with family members who are frustrated with their loved ones who can't hear well. Our advice has always been not to harass or bully the family member about their hearing loss or put them down about missing conversations. Instead, what we feel has worked really well is simply encourage them to attend a hearing test appointment. When we have people come in for hearing tests who are only there to appease the family, they can feel uncomfortable and embarrassed. But once we complete a hearing test, we can then go over in details the results and explain to them in an easy-to-understand way about how they are hearing and how we're going to help them out. It's always better to let a professional explain the issues and barriers in communication when someone may experience with their very personal hearing loss. When we have earned the trust and faith of the individual, we can then propose an offer to let them try a set of hearing aids with no obligations.
So, Edmund, basically you're saying our roadmap to hearing our best starts with a hearing test, and then it becomes logical whether someone needs hearing aids, and it's a decision of what kind, and you walk people through that. If someone wants to book a hearing test, is there a cost?
There's no cost, and we always do that for free as a complimentary service. But what we also like to make sure is we encourage people that it's something that there is no pass or fail. It's something that's just information that you probably already feel, but someone is now explaining it to you.
So your number is 416-754-4327. No need to miss the sounds in your life. Encourage your friends and family and encourage yourself to take Edmund Ivazian up on a free hearing test and understand whether you need a bit of help to hear your best. Thank you, Edmund, and speak to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Thank you, Edmund. Life seems to race by, and when you're ready to meet someone to share your life with, no need to waste time on the internet. Just call matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions and get started. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
So I have a very cute story today. It's actually about Linda and Frank, and I introduced them a couple months ago, and I phoned them up last week just to find out how things were going and see what direction things were going in, and she said they were going very well, actually. And they're both sort of in their late 50s, and they have a lot in common. They both have rental properties, and so I kind of thought they'd be a good fit. And I phoned her, and I said, so what did you think of Frank? And I said, I thought he was very good-looking, because he is a very good-looking man. And she said, well, it's interesting you say that, because I had said to him that, you know, when we were talking about our first meeting and how, you know, we were attracted to each other, and she said, what was really attractive to me is his sort of different take on things, and he had a really interesting way of presenting things, and he was very intelligent. And she said, that was very appealing to me. And he said, oh, really? I just thought you were really good looking. So it's funny how men and women think differently about things, although surprisingly, he was very good looking too. So anyway, they seem to be very happy, and things are going very, very well for them. And it's just nice to hear those good stories.
Well, you always come up with stories that show that people that are like-minded sometimes work and sometimes opposites attract. So with your vast experience, you're able to listen to people and pair them up, and it seems to work. If someone is ready to meet someone new, what do you recommend they do?
So the best thing to do is to give our office a call. So we can be reached at 416-777-6302. Just keep in mind, we open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. And we're open 6 days a week, though, so pretty easy to reach. And our website is also a wealth of information at www.mistyriverintros.com. And we have a toll-free number on there as well, so you can reach out no matter where in Ontario you live. We also have a chat feature, so if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, but you have questions, you're talking to an actual person when you're on there. So feel free to ask any questions you might have.
So Cupid has no boundaries. You can be anywhere in Ontario or Quebec or even in Florida. All you have to do is make a call to 416-777-6302. Have a conversation, learn what it's all about, and then be really prepared to meet someone new and meet the right person, because Cupid will be at your side. Thank you, Linda. It was really nice to hear that story, and I look forward to next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You too. Now we get our healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. We'll talk vagina with Dr. Faye Weisberg of FemRenew. Then realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by an informative chat with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. And we'll follow that with CARP's chief operating officer, Bill Van Gorder, and we'll talk CARP's five priorities. So lots to learn, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn West, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Marilyn. I'm excited to talk to you today about HPV vaccine. HPV refers to human papillomavirus, and the vaccine is not new. It's been out now for about 10 to 15 years in Canada. And we know that it decreases your risk of getting HPV virus, and that virus is associated with cervical cancer, anal cancer, penile cancer, and a number of other genital cancers. But what is new and really interesting is Health Canada just approved the vaccine to decrease your risk of head and neck cancers. Head and neck cancers are throat cancers, the back of the tongue, the tonsils. It's more common in men by about 3 to 1, and unfortunately, these cancers are on the rise. And what we're seeing is more head and neck cancers in men than we are cervical cancer in women. So what's great is that we've got a vaccine, and this vaccine can prevent the cancers. And so I think it's important that everybody talk to their doctor, decide what your risk is as an individual, and whether or not you should be immunized. We're immunizing boys and girls in the school system in grade 7 in Ontario. And so we hope as kids grow up, they won't face these cancers. But young men, middle-aged men, older men, you are at risk for head and neck cancer. And so talk to your doctor.
Again, useful advice, clear language. And although you're saying men, women should also find out if they need the HPV vaccine. Am I right?
Absolutely. Women are at risk for head and neck cancers as well, but less likely than men. Women are at risk for cervical cancer. That's why we keep doing pap tests. Well, how much better to prevent the cancer than just find it early?
So, solid, useful advice, clear language, Dr. Vivian Brown. If you want more of the same, then ask for her book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's at every good bookstore. Amazon has it, and of course I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's. One call and you can order it at 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, thank you for giving us a heads up on HPV vaccine, and I look forward to learning more next week. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
We can't enjoy life when we feel unwell. And when we're experiencing symptoms such as vaginal itching, incontinence, discomfort as a result of menopause, thankfully, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of Ephemera U Clinic is on our From a Woman's Perspective team, and she's here to talk vagina and help us address our vaginal health. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to hear from you.
It's a pleasure to have you. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, I think that this time of year of renewal and regrowth in spring, always my favorite time of year, by the way, makes me think about women and regrowth and rebirth. And it reminds me that women need to pay attention to themselves and their bodies and educate themselves about what's going on. And I see this in my office all the time when women will come in and they'll have complaints of, like you said, vaginal dryness, itching, incontinence, and they're unaware that these are all normal changes that happen as we age with menopause. And because just by evolution we're living so much longer, we have these symptoms that our mothers and grandmothers may or may not have had and never really wanted to speak about. And I love this forum because it allows me the opportunity to say, you know, women, these changes happen because of menopause. They happen as we age, but we don't need to accept them. We can actually do something about them that's non-hormonal and not scary.
Well, tell us about your Mona Lisa touch.
So in 2014 or 15, I guess it came out, I've been looking for answers for my patients that were complaining of vaginal dryness that didn't or couldn't go on estrogen. And it was obvious that the lubricants and the moisturizers that were out there in the market really did nothing. So the Mona Lisa laser came by. It was developed in Italy. It's a beautiful laser. And what it really does is it restores the health of the vagina back to where it was before menopause. And, you know, women go and they get all sorts of laser resurfacing and treatments for their face and the rest of their skin, but don't ignore the vagina, because the vagina is important. It, you know, treating your vagina will help treat bladder infections, help improve intimacy, and make you feel all around better. So while we treat our bodies to the rest of the rejuvenation, there is a beautiful treatment for the vagina. And what the Mona Lisa laser does is it has three treatments that are 6 weeks apart. It's painless, it's fast, it's easy. And we basically restore the vagina back to where it was before menopause without hormones, without any preparation for the treatments, and women go on and they feel great.
So basically, we can rejuvenate our vagina if necessary and address things that are natural changes to our body that may cause us discomfort. If someone wants to talk to you about this, do we need a referral?
You know, I need a referral for the Mona Lisa laser. You can call my office, 416-924-4666, or you can go online to femrenew.ca and send an email and we'll get you in for an appointment. We can do a phone call and talk about what's going on. We can bring you into the office and examine you and see what you need and what's right for you. Even if you just have questions about aging and problems that you're having, I am a gynecologist. I'm happy to call you and address the issues and talk about what we can do to make you feel better.
You make it sound, you make it easy, actually.
It is easy, and it's important, and it's a passion of mine to help women get through this time when there's so many great options that we have.
So 416-924-4666 is a phone number to call. You can talk vagina. Don't be shy. You can avoid hormone therapy if you wish. You can address incontinence. You can address vaginal itch. The idea is to address the problem, not run away from it, and make every day your best day. Dr. Faye Weisberg, gynecologist, remember FemRenew Clinic, and remember the number, 416-924-4666. Dr. Faye, thanks for talking vagina here on From a Woman's Perspective.
Okay, have a great May.
Bye. When we long for family time in nature and wish to escape to the country, there's a person who knows where there is property north of Toronto that can fulfill your dreams, whether it's land, a cottage, or a home. It's realtor Melanie Martin, and she can help us find exactly what we want at a good price, and she's here now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I always have a good deal for you. I like to try and find some very good value properties. But I also had a quick thing I wanted to say and mention that, you know, a lot of times you're seeing a property that's a private for sale. I was going to say you might need your realtor in your corner on private situations. So don't be afraid to ask your realtor to make the inquiry. We're more than happy to protect your interests. Now, the deal of the week I want to talk about today is a property that's just south of Orillia and just off Highway 11, and it has a view of Lake Simcoe. So this is a nice half-acre property. It is a raised bungalow, so your basement windows are above grade. It actually backs onto green space as well. With this 100 by 200-foot lot, you don't feel crowded in with the neighbors. There are properties down the road selling for over $1 million. This property is only $695. And what else I want to talk about here is the fact that it has a finished basement. So if you want to do a little bit of decor work, because it is a little bit dated, this would be the property for you. It's worth the drive up to just south of Orillia. It does have a view of the lake, and it actually has a deeded access for a lakefront lot. So you can go out to the lake, you can set your boat, and there's a boat launch down the road. You can have a little nice campfire at night. This is a really, really good value at $695.
It sounds like a steal. If someone wants to talk to you about it, how do we reach you?
Yes, call me soon because this property will be taking offers, I believe, May 16th. So call Melanie at 1-800-357-4193.
A property, Lake Simcoe, a wooded backyard, a lot 100 by 200, a three-bedroom bungalow that you can put your own mark on. It has great bones, and all you need is to talk to Melanie Martin and find out exactly what you can do to make it your own. Melanie, thank you for sharing that great deal, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, Marilyn, we'll have another deal next week for you.
Whether it's our home, office, or relationship, the ancient art of living, feng shui, can help us. And to explain more, we have our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn, and hi, everyone. Good morning. I had a question last week about travel with feng shui. Does this work with travel, Catherine? Well, there's a whole science you can dive into, you know, what to pack and what to wear on the plane and cultural rules and so many things. But I thought I'd just talk about the hotel room today. So rental units and hotels that are cleaned properly are meant to look like no one's ever been there before. Have you noticed? There's no fingerprints. There's no garbage. The bed's never been slept in. Yeah, right. The reality is the bed has been slept in by many, many people. And not only is there a karmic presence from others, but also the chemicals from the cleaning up and whatever else has been going on there. Well, let's look at this. One of my pet peeves is lingering smells. At many times, you can't even open the windows. The windows can't be open for fresh air. So have you ever thought of packing a small vial of scented oil or something similar like that? Citrus, sandalwood, something strong enough to make a difference. A few drops on a dish or a dab, a tiny bit on the sheets or towels often does the trick. That's a tip for you. Another problem is the bed itself. In clearing any space, one could use singing bells or burn sage or even loud clapping can shake up this negative energy. But in a pinch, well, listen to this. One of the feng shui gals, Karen Kingston, developed something she calls bed thwacking. Yes, bed thwacking. You take one of the hotel wood hangers and you thwack the bed up and down both sides. Bang, bang, bang. And the intention is for this negative energy to be released from the bed and clear the energy for you. Good karma and all. And it works. I've tried it. You can even do this in your own guest room if you like, or just to clear the air from any past relationships. Are you having issues dealing with negative energy in your home? Perhaps I can help. I'm available for on-site visits, lively talks, and consultations through Zoom. Again, practical solutions for stress-free living. Check out my site, CatherineWilking.com. Or we can have a virtual coffee chat. Let's see if feng shui can work magic in your environment. 905-599-2693. And you too can have a feng shui day.
Well, Catherine, it sounds like feng shui has a solution for almost any problem. And traveling and eliminating odors in a hotel room or eliminating bad vibes sounds like a good idea. So for solutions with feng shui, all you have to do is call Catherine Wilking. She can teach you about it. She can come to your home and give you a consultation or do it on Zoom. If you're interested in feng shui, it can start and stop with Catherine Wilking, our coach. 905-599-2693 is the number to call. That's 905-599-2693. Thank you, Catherine.
Super. I'll see you next week.
June 2nd, Election Day, is just 19 days away. Do you know who you're going to vote for? Do you know what the issues are that we need to be aware of to better the life of people as we age here in Ontario? To give us some of this information, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gorder, is here, and he'll further explain CARP's five priorities and more. Good morning, Bill, and welcome.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for having me here again. You know, there is no doubt the CARP members and older voters in Ontario are very unhappy with the government. They're mad that a global pandemic has upended the pattern of our daily lives, and they're mad that 12,500 lives have been lost to COVID in Ontario, and over 11,400 were in their demographic peers, people over 60. And they're mad that 4,305 people died from the virus in long-term care homes that weren't prepared to protect them. And just a few weeks before the pandemic hit, CARP had launched our Fix Healthcare Now campaign that was highlighting the pressing need to address the many deficiencies in our system. Well, healthcare is our largest provincial expense, close to $65 billion, almost 40% of Ontario's budget. So we've launched what we call the CARP Five, issues of most concern to CARP members, and taken together, they offer solutions on ongoing problems that will help us prepare for the growing number of older adults who will be relying on our already strained system. The transformation of long-term care that we're asking for would finally restore dignity to residents, and investing in home care will help reduce the need for the already scarce long-term care beds. And emergency rooms will be able to get patients into a hospital bed quicker to help reduce wait times. CARP believes that each of our members' priorities should be by priorities of every candidate. Who could argue that we need more investment in home care and a transformation of long-term care? And who thinks it's acceptable to wait 2 days in an emergency room hallway before being admitted to a hospital room? We urge you to vote only for a candidate who is pledged to act on the CARP 5 issues: funding better home care, transforming long-term care, funding fitness for seniors, making vaccines more accessible, and drastically cutting wait times. CARP members in Ontario can make a difference in the provincial election this year. Over 95% of CARP members vote. That's 209,000 votes in Ontario. You have the power. Over 5 million eligible voters in Ontario are over 60. CARP's priorities for Ontarians are nonpartisan and should be embraced by all the party leaders and the candidates. So hold your chosen party and candidate accountable. If they won't change, then change your vote. CARP members want action now. They need it immediately, and they need you to educate yourself on the issues. Read the fact sheets that we've prepared on each topic and familiarize yourself with those facts. You'll find them at www.ca/CARP5. That's www.carp.ca/carp5. Share the information with candidates by phone, in mail, or in person. Ask each candidate if they know about and will support the CARP 5. Write a letter to your local newspaper. Tell your relatives, friends, and coworkers. Encourage them to join CARP to make our voice stronger. Vote only for candidates who pledge to act on these issues. And you can do that if you listen to what Marilyn says about how you can join CARP.
I'm all in favor of the CARP 5 and finding a good remedy for the deficiencies in our system. It means that CARP needs to grow. So if you're not already a member, join me and the others who belong to CARP. I think there are over 300,000 of us now. And make that voice stronger. Just sign on to carp.ca/Marilyn, and you will save money and become a member of CARP, and you will get, for $10 more, you can get Zoomer magazine. It's up to us to educate ourselves and to express ourselves and to find our voice. Together, we're stronger. So join CARP, carp.ca/Marilyn. The benefits you'll hear each week, but the biggest benefit is you'll be able to have power and effect change and make life better here in Ontario as we age. Thank you, Bill, for educating us, and I look forward to learning more next time.
Thank you, Marilyn. We'll see you soon.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now I'm back as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Life is returning to normalcy and invitations to celebrate occasions in person are arriving. Marsha is a listener and a client of my store, and she's invited to her 50th school anniversary reunion. She's gained the COVID 15 pounds and needs clothes for the event. She explained the itinerary, a brunch on Saturday, a fancy dinner dance on Saturday night, and a cocktail party on Sunday evening. I suggested creating a simple line of color with a black V-neck Joseph Ribkoff sleeveless top and black slim pants. Then for the first occasion, we used a mushroom color funky short stylish swing style jacket with large artsy black clay buttons. Accessories, natural pearls, a natural pearl bracelet and earrings, and she was done. She planned to wear casual shoes for the morning. Saturday evening, the dressy dinner dance, same black basic vertical line, but this time a gorgeous knee-length, raw silk-looking pocketed taupe swing coat right to her knee with pockets, three-quarter sleeve. She added black onyx necklace and earrings and done. All she'll do is change into her princess-heeled pointy-toe patent pumps and comfortably dance the night away if she chooses. For Sunday, the cocktail party, we changed jackets again to a three-quarter black that had some nice detail and it was the same fabric as her pant and top. For texture and color, we selected a chiffon scarf with a mix of colors that flattered her face. I showed Marsha how she could use the scarf and as an accent, or if she was too warm or felt the jacket was too structured for the event, she could slip her jacket off, check it, and wear the shawl asymmetrically on her body, cover her arms, and look really wonderful. It had an artsy, funky, airy look. So pant, top, three jackets, a couple of necklaces, a couple of pair of earrings, one shawl, and Marsha had everything she needed for the three events. Plus, she could wear them four seasons of the year and even wear them with her jeans. So when an occasion arises and you wish to pull a flattering, comfortable, and appropriate look together, remember me, Marilyn Weston, I can be your wardrobe doctor. I can dress any woman from size 2 to 22 in my store. All it takes for a personal stylist appointment is one call to 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I'll be your personal stylist and help you find clothes you'll enjoy and love to wear. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get a tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Strength training, power training, and your muscles. Having smaller, weaker muscles doesn't just change the way you look or move. Muscle loss affects the body in many ways. Strong muscles pluck oxygen and nutrients from the blood much more efficiently than weak ones. That means any activity requires less effort from the heart and therefore puts less strain on it. Strong muscles are also better at sopping up sugar in the blood and helping the body stay sensitive to insulin, which helps cells extract sugar from the blood. In these ways, strong muscles can help keep blood sugar levels in check, which in turn helps prevent or control type 2 diabetes. Strong muscles enhance weight control too. Muscles fuel your resting metabolic rate, the amount of calories you burn on a daily basis to sustain your breathing, heartbeat, digestion, and other basic bodily functions. The more muscles you have, the higher your metabolic rate is and the more calories you burn without even trying. This can help prevent age-related weight gain as well.
So if you would like a complimentary consultation on how to get started on the strength training program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Strong muscles, we all can benefit from that. And one way to get started is to have a conversation with Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine. Speak to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto. CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Moving has been described as one of the top three most stressful events one can have in their life. It need not be so. All you need is an experienced, caring senior move manager who has a dream team to do all the work. From a Woman's Perspective has Lori Bell and her team at Moving Seniors with a Smile. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And now it seems like we're getting spring and summer after all, which is great. It's a time of flux for many. My contacts in real estate have told me that the market has softened. Properties are taking longer to sell, and there's more to choose from. Decluttering becomes even more important in this kind of market, and we can work with you and your realtor to ensure that your home is showing its best. Moving Seniors with a Smile has been in business for 10 years in the GTA, and we have the knowledge and the experience to guide you through your downsizing process, whether you're moving now or not. Let's face it, most of us have acquired a lot of stuff, and many are unsure about what to do with it all. What to keep, what to sell, what to give away, and what to do with what's left over can fill many with analysis paralysis. What if they need that someday? Or I just can't let that go. That was my Aunt Sarah's, and she brought it all the way from Wales. We also hear, that's just garbage. It's not good enough to donate. Well, sometimes that's true, but we keep things out of landfill whenever we can, and much can, in fact, be donated. We're happy to help our older clients and their families navigate this and more. And what about those bulk and sale items? Do you still use them? Have they expired? We see this a lot with shampoo and toiletries stored in the back of linen closets and bathroom cupboards. Some have had expiry dates from 2004. When it's time to move, being strategic and getting rid of these things beforehand can really save you dollars. Claire began her downsizing process with determination on her own, but it didn't take long for her to discover that she was getting lost in the Bermuda Triangle of their basement. For Claire and her husband, Scott, the basement was where all things went to rest over the years. When new pieces arrived, the old ones would go down those stairs. Well, that was fine when Claire and Scott were in their 40s, but now they're in their early 70s. Moving all that stuff around and up seems risky for their backs. And you know that they haven't used that coffee urn in 20 years. Claire and Scott called me in, and over 3 short weeks, working with them just a couple of times a week, their basement was cleared, organized, and their sanity restored. Life is short, and this couple is delighted they made that call. They also share that their kids are grateful that their parents were proactive. No one wants to deal with these things during a time of crisis. And peace of mind for everyone? Well, that's just priceless.
Well, a strategic plan with your help saves people time, saves them money, saves them stress, all good things. One call to you probably will get them started. What's your number, Lori?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell can lead the team and help you take the stress out of moving. Lori, thank you. I look forward to another happy story next week.
Absolutely, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspective's team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour.
The most beautiful things in our lives need not be associated with money. Rather, when we celebrate each day and make it our best, we can create priceless memories for ourselves and for others. We can be nudged to celebrate special occasions and designated national and international days. But in reality, when we wake up and have the gift of being able to live another day, we have a reason to celebrate and an opportunity to live well and make the most of our day. Each day we can dream, we can set goals, finish our projects, start new ones, learn from our missteps, and derive joy from having the day. Do remember that your From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly help you get what you need. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And as always, I'm a phone call away. You can call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. The more we celebrate our life, the more we'll find to enjoy and appreciate. We can strive to live our best each day and reap the benefits of celebrating life as we live it with our friends and families. Thanks once again for spending this hour with me and your team. Stay safe, be well, and please plan to join us next Saturday morning at 8 when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Logan with your Zoomer Radio News. Mostly sunny for your Saturday, a high of 26. Right now it's 19 degrees Celsius in Toronto, 66 Fahrenheit. In the news, we begin abroad, where Russian troops are withdrawing from Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, after weeks of heavy bombardment. Ukraine's general staff also notes the Russians are launching mortar, artillery, and airstrikes in the eastern Donetsk region in order to deplete Ukrainian forces and destroy fortifications. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.